The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
Loading visit destination coordinates.
September 19th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1848, the tiny moon Hyperion was discovered in orbit around Saturn. It would be the 1980s before it was seen relatively up close. In 1961, NASA announced that it had selected Houston, Texas, as the site for its new mission control center. On this day in 1928, Adam West of Batman fame was born.
We all know how this quizzical criminal operates. He deliberately leaves clues to confound us.
Clues which may or may not lead to the real crime he's planning.
The real crime?
Precisely, Inspector Bash. The Riddler contrives his plots like artichokes. You have to strip off spiny leaves to reach the heart.
David McCallum, co-star of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Sapphire and Steel, and NCIS, was born today in 1933.
Oh, we'd like to see your true face. The real one.
Oh, I'm afraid this one will just have to do.
No, it won't. Not for us. But then again, maybe you don't have a real face. Not the human kind. Am I right? I mean, you have millions to choose from, don't you?
Actress Carolyn John, who played the Third Doctor's brainy companion Liz Shaw, was born in 1940.
Alien invaders. Little blue men with three heads.
10 tons of alien material drift through space and land on this planet every day.
And do no harm to anyone.
Early this morning, a shower of about 50 meteorites landed in Essex.
Landed? Most meteorites don't even reach the Earth's surface. They usually burn up in the atmosphere.
These didn't. These particular meteorites came down through a funnel of thin, superheated air about 20 miles in diameter, which no one has an explanation.
There must be an explanation, a natural one.
Author Tanith Lee was born in 1947. In addition to her science fiction and fantasy novels, she wrote two fan-favorite episodes of Blake 7.
Think about human death, Avon. Irrevocable.
I have thought about it. What's keeping you?
What did you say?
You claim you can kill me. You better get on with it. Make me die. There's nothing else you can make me do.
On this day in 1935, Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, one of the founding fathers of space exploration, died. And in 2013, the president of Nintendo, through its rise to the top of the video game industry, died, Hiroshi Yamauchi. He assumed control of the company from his grandfather in 1949, but it was Nintendo's breakout success in the field of video games in the 1980s that ensured its survival, with Yamauchi fully backing risky decisions like breaking into the American arcade scene with Donkey Kong and entering the home video game market with the Nintendo Entertainment System, a retooled version of the already successful Nintendo Famicom console. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Wendy Procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.